Well, the Juno Icefield Research Program and I go back a long time. I was actually a high school student on the program in 1990. And then I did my undergraduate work up there in science in the early 90s. And I was a temporary staff member this year, as well as being a journalist covering the program.
Okay. And Mira, how did you get involved in that?
Well, it was actually my first time to go up to the Juno Icefield. And Jeff and me have been doing quite a lot of reporting together in the last 2 years. So he kind of got me up there, and we decided to produce a show about the Juno Icefield Research Program, which I was going to present, because the idea was kind of to present it through the eyes of someone who had never been up there. So it gives you like a clean-eyed view of what's going on.
What is happening up on the Juno Icefield for people in Petersburg who are not far away but may not know what's happening? It looks like a lot of work and a lot of cool things.
The Juno Icefield Research Program is one of the oldest glacial research stations in the world. I think the one that's older than that in terms of doing mass balance testing of the glaciers is in Sweden. So it's actually right around the corner, literally, from people in Petersburg, where one of the oldest collection of data is happening. And that's quite significant, because that tells you a lot about how glaciers are responding to climate change and a changing environment.
And when you say oldest, is how a couple decades worth of research or data that's been collected?
The Juno Icefield Research Program has been going on since 1946. Okay. And it was originally intended to be a study program for the U.S. military, in fact, the U.S. Air Force. But over time, the scientists who were involved collecting the data, very much in the same way that they collect it this year and they will collect it next year, have created essentially a knowledge bank of how these glaciers respond to a changing climate. And what's exciting about that is that when you know how these glaciers respond, they're essentially like the temperature control mechanism or gauge of what's happening with the environment. And you can get a clearer picture of the sort of changes that we can expect in the future.
The research requires people to be on site, to live there and work there, though. It's not just measurement from outer space, right?
Yeah, I think a big part of the Juno Icefield Research Program is that it trains young scientists, university students and high school students to do research on the ice field. And that involves a lot of safety training. It involves learning how to ski or how to do crevasse rescue and all of those things. And so that's a big part of the program.
What did you learn that surprised you the most from what was going on out there, even with your long involvement in that project, Jeff?
Well, I think a lot of the big news items that we hear from the Juno Icefield are that the Taku Glacier is advancing, and that this might confuse the issue about whether or not we're facing a true climate change scenario here in Southeast Alaska. But in fact, our realization this summer, working with some amazing scientists from the University of Alaska, like Jason Amundsen and some other really great folks from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, have shown that 95% of North America's glaciers are shrinking. The Taku is an outlier. The Taku is a glacier that is actually not responding to things in the way you would imagine. So it's really important to understand why. And that actually gives us a really good set of data that tells us, okay, if the Taku Glacier lies in that 5% of outlying glaciers that is not shrinking, why is that? And what can that tell us? And really what it's telling us is that we're facing a very rapid decline in glaciation that has not actually ever been seen in the historic record that we can find.
You had something to add, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Mira maybe what she thought about her experiences, her first time crossing the ice field for people down here in Petersburg.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, when I first heard about crossing a glacier on skis, I was really petrified, because I wasn't even able to ski when I got up there. Never mind having been in really cold environments or been on ice. I mean, I'm from, you know, I live in South Africa. I'm more of like, more used to beach type living. But it was really incredible, because with the training and with the security staff and everyone really looking out for everyone, it was, you know, it was amazing to be up there, and I felt pretty safe and nothing went wrong.
The Juno Icefield Research Program is interested in involving young people from Southeast Alaska. We have very good connections with the University of Alaska Southeast. And we also have a really fun scholarship program that can get people who might not be able to afford the $5,000 for the summer to also get involved. But more than that, if you come on the Juno Icefield Research Program as a young person, you're able to apply for credits for science credits from the University of Alaska Southeast and actually receive those as part of your college graduation certification.